today. Old Ramses, the only Egyptian pharaoh mentioned by name in the Bible, had 8 wives and 103 children. Reckon they didn't get much one-on-one time with Dad. That wasn't the exception. Outside of Jews and Christians, multiple wives and all kinds of kids who were shuffled around here and there, that was normal. What we consider Western values or American values are no such thing. They're Christian values. Me and Lynn weren't living a Christian way. In fact, we lived the same homeless lifestyle that I had in Texas and Manhattan, only at an estate where finding an empty room was no more trouble than looking at the keyboard and taking what was left. Trouble was, we were doing it with a little boy at least part of the time. After a while, we drifted away from Mount Sinai, but stayed on Long Island. I continued to play music and work whatever woodworking jobs I could find. Me and Lynn fell into a routine as predictable as rain. We'd fight, then we'd make up, then we'd party. And by party, I mean the wide-open sex, drugs, and rock and roll partying that'd make the residents of Gomorrah look up to God and say, "Hey, you seeing this?" After the parties ended, we'd fight again and make up. I'd get mad and walk away from her for some silly thing or another. I can't even remember why we fought now. Drama follows drugs. Always. I should have married her sooner and stayed married to her longer. But like most things in my life at that time, if society thought you should behave one way, I was going the opposite direction. We lived in a den of drinking and carousing. At some point during that time, I got my first DWI, which landed me in jail for a couple of nights. I thought nothing about it, even though there should have been alarms going off. You'd think itchy jumpsuits and clanging bars would wake you up to the fact that something wasn't right. That it'd change you, get you thinking about straightening up, putting away the things you know are bad in your life. You'd think that, if you weren't an addict. The alcoholic and drug abuser writes off jail as a part of life, something you can excuse away or blame on somebody else. I didn't do much blaming, but I excused it. You drank, you drove, you got caught, and you went to jail for a spell. That was that. Then, in 1984, with me sanding cabinets by day and playing bars on the weekends, Lynn got pregnant. A girl. We named her Leon. 4 years later, with nothing much changed in the way we lived, we had a boy named Jacob. That's when we both decided that we'd been on Long Island long enough. Lynn wanted to head upstate, get a place with enough land for the kids, a place with something like the Chandler Estate nearby. That was a nice dream, but places like Miss Chandler's were becoming a thing of the past. The estate never got back to what it had been, and the land became a park when the county bought it after a fire leveled most of the buildings. I got a road map, saw the Finger Lakes, and put my finger at the base of the largest one. "That's the spot," I said. "Let's go there." That was Ithaca, New York, which is where I spent the next 13 years. It would be great to tell you they were blissful years, but that would be a lie. Things went well for a little while. Lynn's mom had a little money and helped us get a place with a big yard and a barn out back where I set up a wood shop. I got a car and a good job. Even had some side work making wood signs for local companies. I also put together another band. Paying gigs were easy with Cornell University right nearby. College kids enjoyed my music, even though most of them had never heard the artist like Hank Williams, who'd inspired it. Of course, me and Lynn still fought. Kids add stress to the strongest relationships. When you've been bickering from the get-go, adding a couple of little ones to the mix speeds up the hot-headedness. Many a night I'd walk away to the barn and have a drink just to get away from the tension inside. Harlan stayed in our lives some, but Leon and Jacob took most of our time. A 4-year-old girl's a handful. Throw a baby boy in the mix with the crying and the diapers and the waking up at all hours, and I wondered more than once what I'd gotten myself into. Then one night, as I was driving home from work, I saw a tall black man hitchhiking. I knew what it was like to catch a ride, so I stopped and told him to hop in. We hit it off just right, so I invited him to the house. He said he was an evangelist. Folks around the area called him Brother Phillips. That seems strange to me. Why was a local...